What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So if it was a misstep by his agent, and we all think it was, to definitely not put what? The... Because everybody I've talked to on this really believes that instead of signing it and then saying, hey, we're going to be right back here next year.
Get something written in.
They would have done it. Because here's what the Steelers were probably thinking there. Yeah.
If you're a first-team All-Pro, sure enough, sure. Worst case scenario is we actually have to put something in there and pay you more.
Right. We'll put a clause in this contract that increases your salary for next year if it's an escalator that we think you absolutely won't hit.
And then, like, if they put it in there, then they at least also are planning for, like, okay, he did actually do this. All right, with the money spoken for, so be it.
And he's back to being a great player again 2 years removed from his groin injury.
And you figure if you're the Steelers in the unlikely event that this happens, not only is he back to being great and presumably will be continue to be great, like, we've handled it. We've price fixed it. And we've eliminated a distraction here. Oh, well, yeah, he played great. Good job.
I think there's some mixed messaging that's going on. I really do, because on one hand you have Andy Weidel making it sound like, yeah, Omar is like in his office right now on the phone with Hayward's agent trying to make this work. And the flip side of that is the stuff that Dulac put out there. Because I really think, you know, obviously Jerry has his own opinions as someone that's covered the team for so long, but he's on the Steelers radio network, so he draws a paycheck from the team. And we know how close he is to the owner. Mm-hmm. When the owner wants something out there locally, he doesn't pick up the phone and call me. He doesn't even call Pomp. He goes to Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always, when Dulac has strong opinions on things, I always think to myself, well, the owner might not have said this to him, but he can't completely disagree with it because
he wouldn't want to put into print.
Well, they're just... I don't.
If the owner really disagreed with it, people knowing Jerry's relationship to the owner would automatically assume that the owner does think that. And if he didn't think that, he would not want it in print.
Right. I think, but I also think Jerry just doesn't want to damage a relationship with his best source.
Right.
So he might not have had a conversation where, you know, Art used like really volcanic language to describe things with Cam. Mm-hmm. But if Jerry talked to Art and knew that things were going to get figured out with Cam, I don't think he goes in his chat today and rips Hayward up and down like he did. So just the first one is just hilarious. This is from Lori. Hi, Jerry. Love the chats. I heard Dom say on the fan radio that he would trade Cam to the Browns. Do you think a trade is at all on the table? Jerry says, of course not. And who is Dom?
Now that's going to get on Dom's radar and he's going to fire away when he sees that one. The second Dom is made aware of that, the next time he has a chance to open a mic and say something, I feel like some barrel fire is headed Jerry's way.
Well, why don't we make sure Dom sees it and you find that and send it to him right now and see what he says.
Who's Dom?
Oh, the producer's already got out ahead of that.
Oh, yeah? And what are we seeing or hearing about that, Donnie?
Well, I know that Dom is on some trip with his buddies right now, but all he said back, I think, was, now I hope he gets traded even more.
Oh, so Jerry will look bad. Got it. He's not taking it personal what he said about him.
Jerry did put himself out there on the front of another player being on this roster. He thinks Robert Woods is 100% making the roster.
Pomp said last hour he thinks he's going to get cut.
Well, Jerry stuck his neck out. Granted, sticking your neck out on Bobby Trees making the roster is not exactly an earth-shattering one.
Jerry, since Cam wants more millions of dollars, why don't the Steelers cut his brother and give him that money? Dulac laughs at that. Didn't say that's ridiculous or like, come on.
Boy, poor Connor Hayward is catching a ton of strays. A guy who covers him for a living is laughing at a joke about cutting him loose so you can pay your brother, who actually is a great player, more money. That's a little rough. Right?
A little bit. Very rough.
A little rough from the beat writer. I feel like I would avoid that one if I were the beat writer.
I mean, I've told you, I think, that Hayward was drafted by the Steelers in large part because Cam's here. I don't think that that's a coincidence at all.
I felt like he had more like basic football utility for an offense than Derek Watt, but not by much.
He's a good special teams player.
I know, but I also thought like you could line him up and he could actually make somebody miss in the open field, run a good route, and like catch a pass. Like I never felt like Derek Watt had any real purpose outside of playing special teams. And they were paying him like he was the best fullback in the league. He didn't make our fullback list.
Rich to Jerry Dulac. Looks like Cam badly misread the room. Mistimed at best, greedy at worst. Your thoughts, Dulac? Never a good look when you ask for a new deal 1 year after you signed a three-year
deal.
That
feels like an extension of Art's thoughts, doesn't it? That specific thing. Yeah, it's not a good look, Jerry, that he's asking for a new deal. Like that feels like a way of framing Art's thoughts.
I mean, I've scanned and perused this entire thing. You're not going to see one single thing supportive of Hayward, and you're not going to even see him stick up for Hayward when there's comments made that like call him scam Hayward.
Correct.
And things like that in here.
Yeah, Jerry did not seem to be in any kind of mood to run interference for Cam and say, well, you know, there's two sides to this and here's blah, 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 what he's thinking. It was pretty much the team's side.
It is not a good look for Cam, that's for sure.
Ray Fittipaldo's chat actually was asked two pretty detailed questions about the Hayward situation.
Oh, he has that right.
Harry Callis asked one, Austin Bechtold the other.
Oh, so the other producers, were their questions or were their references better than Dom's?
Ray answered, you know, Jerry, I think you could fit 25 different separate answers from Jerry in one Ray answer as far as character count.
Oh, you get expansive answers from Ray. Well, Ray's going to join us at 5:15.
Answers from Ray. Yeah, you do. No, he'll write an answer that is much longer than the question, whereas I don't know if in Jerry's chat a single answer of his is longer than the question asked him.
Fred asks, Jerry, how worried are the Steelers about Broderick Jones? They're not. The fans are. How about that, Malzi? Like that answer from Jerry.
I mean, I think you have seen it telegraphed a little bit, right? Weidel in the clip we played where he liked to throw that little felt tip dart at Tomlin and the rest of the coaching staff, like he's finally playing the position we intended him to play. I do feel like the general sentiment is once Jones came back from that injury, don't you get the sense that they've been largely pretty happy with everything that's transpired since?
And like objective eyes who don't work for the team have said the same thing about practice.
He looked better in that preseason game. He looked like he was more or less locking up a pretty good pass rusher. And if the guy was going 100% or close to it, that's a good sign.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.